Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, December 24th, 2025. 12:24:25, Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Eve to you and your family. 15 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Radio Talk Time. And we thank Sam Donaldson for kicking off our morning, this Christmas Eve morning. Hope you're having a wonderful time, whatever you're doing. Phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. If you have anything to say in regard to the Sam Donaldson interview, we would be glad to hear that. Or if you have anything to say in regard to what's going on this Christmas Eve, we would be glad to hear about that as well. I did get my Christmas cards mailed out yesterday. I do feel good in that note. I got the Christmas cards mailed out. So even though they may arrive after Christmas, the Christmas cards are finally out in the mail. Also, I should say that I got my Christmas shopping done, I do believe. I picked up the gift that I needed to assemble, and I got it assembled. I got it wrapped last night. I got the other two gifts that I needed to buy, bought and wrapped and under the tree and ready to go. So I think I'm ready for Santa Claus, Saint Nick, as we head into the big Christmas Eve holiday tonight. So I hope, again, you're having a wonderful time. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in and talk about maybe some Christmas memories or things from your past, feel free to do so. I do want to remind everybody that we will be on through noon today. We have some special guests coming up as the morning goes along here this morning, and we'll be on through noon because we will not be on tomorrow morning, Christmas Day. But we will return on Friday, and Pastor Craig will be along with us on Friday as well as Matt Morgan, and that should be a lot of fun, and maybe even another surprise on Friday, depending on how scheduling goes. So a lot of stuff in the works here at WGH Talk Radio on this Christmas Eve 2025. My goodness, the Christmas Eve morning, a quarter into this century, I guess is what I should say. 25 Christmas Eves in this current century. You know, I'm still looking at the mug that came yesterday, the Love Your Talk Radio mug. This is a real, real nice gift. If you weren't listening yesterday morning, got a nice gift from a listener here. It's a very well-made Love Your Talk Radio mug. Love is in red letters, and Your Talk Radio is in black. The cup is white. The handle is black. And in the O for your, there is an old-fashioned microphone. So, it's tremendous. Love Your Talk Radio. You can't get any better than that. That's a great, great gift. Also, I wanted to mention, I forgot about this yesterday. How could I forget about this? Yesterday, December 23rd, was the 85th anniversary of broadcasting in Marion, Ohio. Yesterday, broadcasting had been around 85 years. It all started with WMRN Radio on December 23rd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 1940. So yesterday was the 85th anniversary of broadcasting in Marion. You know, when you look back at those names that were there, you look back at the people who worked there, you look back at the people who have worked anywhere in Marion over the last 85 years, it's been a great array of broadcasting talent. Dave Kaler was here, Rod Serling was here, of course, Madge Cooper and Charlie Evers and Jeff Ruth and just a whole, Joe Ione, Marianne Michaels. a whole litany of people who were just great. And it all started with Bob Mason. We should never forget, it started with Bob Mason back on December 23rd at 2 o'clock, 1940. Bob Mason, the founder of broadcasting in Marion. And by the way, I know a lot of people like to walk in cemeteries now and like to go to the cemeteries and look at graves. Bob Mason is buried right here in Marion. Bob Mason is in the Marion Cemetery. Now, it's on the side of the Harding Memorial. So not the side across from St. Mary's, but the other side of the boulevard. And actually, if you want to find Bob Mason's grave, pay homage to the founder of Marion Radio, Marion Broadcasting, really, he is not too far from President Harding. If you go into the Marion Cemetery and you drive to the end of the first driveway and you start to walk toward the Harding Memorial, Bob Mason is not too far. He's probably one of the closest graves to the Harding Memorial. And I think that's very interesting. I would imagine that's done on purpose because I think Bob Mason died in 1966. But when you think about it, President Harding was a newspaper man. So here, the founder of really big-time newspapers in Marion, President Harding is buried right there in the Harding Memorial. And then you've got the founder of broadcasting, Bob Mason, pretty close to President Harding in the cemetery. Robert T. Mason. How about that? Is there anybody out there in the audience who remembers Bob Mason, Robert T. Mason? He was around Marion until about 1966 when he died. And he also, he did a show on WMRN. I believe it was called As We View It, which was an opinion-based show. So there is a place for opinion in broadcasting in Marion. There always has been since the beginning. But Bob made I've heard some of these shows because they were taped. Bob made no bones about it that these were his opinions. A matter of fact, he used to send letters off to politicians, like the governor, congresspeople, senators, people like that. And then he would wait for a letter to come back. And then he would read that letter on the air. So that's kind of what Bob did, because I think he did want to keep journalistic standards at a certain height. So that was the As We View It. I mean, well, the program was called As We View It. I mean, that kind of says it all, that that's not really a news program. That's more of a opinion-oriented program. Again, phone lines are open if you'd like to buzz in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 on this Christmas Eve morning, 2025. What are you doing out there on this Christmas Eve morning? 32 degrees right now in Marion. Apparently, we're going to have very nice weather today. Going to get up somewhere in the 50s tomorrow for Christmas Day. Can you imagine that? Holy mackerel, what a Christmas day it's going to be here in the Midwest. We had a few of those years ago. Our first guest is arriving. Just as the phone rings, our first guest is arriving in the studio. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to be very busy here in another hour or two, so I better get in here and report to what I saw last night. And I was really, really impressed, and I never was before. Is the appearance of KISS with President Trump. Did you see that segment?
You know, I was out shopping last night. I didn't see that.
Well, I wonder how you can rewind and see it.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at the Kennedy Center Honors last night, right?
That's right. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
And it was a very enjoyable segment there. It was a good one, I'll tell you. I know to KISS all through Caroline's marriage and stuff, but I never paid much attention to him. But I paid attention to him last night. Now, I was looking around and the way all the settings was, and they put it on President Trump, the camera, and then on the survivors, well, not survivors, but the remaining group, I think the Was there four, Scott? You know something about KISS during your era.
Yeah, I think there was four.
And you didn't watch it, so I can't ask you the daggone questions. And I was all pumped to ask you questions. And being in your thing, you could relate to me what you thought of KISS back in the day.
Well, I think KISS was very good. I honestly was, I never watched a lot of or listened to a lot of them, but obviously a very popular band over the years.
Well, if you had a radio back then, no doubt they was on the radio a long time, wasn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you hit the dial and KISS was there, they was all over. And I never was amazed at the makeup and stuff those fellas put on. Boy, did they ever must have some beautiful artists. Wasn't their faces painted? I wasn't in that group and stuff that enjoyed that kind of music. I listened to it, but I didn't, you know. Not like my wife, Elvis Presley, buddy. That's the king of kings.
That's certainly a long way from. I said that's a long way from KISS.
Elvis, I don't know. He didn't wear the makeup, but by golly, he wiggled the body, didn't he?
He certainly did. So what was it about KISS and the program last night that struck you?
Oh, they was up in the crowd. President Trump was right there with them, and they was just looking and, you know, being older and without all the makeup on and everything, they was just really older, and I have no idea what their age group would be right now when they was on the television last night. Could you give any clue what they would have been, maybe?
Well, they've got to be close to 70 or maybe in their 70s.
Okay, so they wouldn't be up in the 80 class yet or nothing like that.
I don't think that old, but definitely 70s.
Because I think they said they was really at their big time, you know, what, 60s, 70s, and then touching on the door at 80s, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and have continued to perform.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I was impressed, and I just loved that show. The setting and everything, and President Trump, he had a smile on his face that I never seen for a long, long time. He, I believe, was really enjoying that. Now, whether maybe you can fill me in, relating to President Trump, what age group would he be when the KISS was really at their peak?
He probably would have been 30s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was, a lot of people said, boy, old Ted went nuts or something like that, but no, that was good. And they was chewing. The KISS group was really chewing. Now, if you was a teacher, you'd probably X them out of the room. You wouldn't have them in your class chewing gum or whatever they was chewing on, but they was really hip on that stuff, and they was pointing to the crowds and everything like that. I wish you could have seen that and got some reply. Maybe somebody else could, and maybe deep down in their heart, really, if they knew, watch KISS and listen to KISS, like I said, I didn't pay much attention, but I sure would have loved to seen them just turn the knob and seen them go on stage again. They had them showing them, you know, at the time they was playing, but I mean live today, you know.
Right, yeah, I'll try to catch it and see if I can see how well it was.
Oh, is there a possible way you can?
I'm sure it's somewhere. Yeah, I'm sure it's somewhere.
Oh, great. We'll do that. Maybe next time we talk, you can give a pin. I'm telling you, the artists and stuff that paint those guys up and everything, those guys couldn't do that all themselves. Wouldn't they? What would they have been in that the top of rock and roll? Or is that rock and roll? Is that what they known as rock and roll? Or what's the other one? Not hard rock. Or
metal? Metal?
Huh?
Metal?
Yeah.
Heavy metal? Yeah.
That class and all that. They done it all, didn't they?
They did it all. They did it all. They were very, very good, and I think that's why they got the honor last night.
And the Beatles, and those, I don't know why that run through my mind, but I thought, man, there's two class acts. If you had them back-to-back, you'd have people in the crowd for 2 weeks. They wouldn't leave their seats as long as you had the refreshments to drink. And something to eat, you know?
Yeah, that's right. When you have music like that, it can go on and on.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd put that in there. Yeah, I'm the last of the original Jolliffes, and the other Jolliffes are going to come in. So, the two youngest, the 4 and the 2-year-old, their names changed from Jolliffe because that was our granddaughter that had those. So I'm going to have fun with them. Now, they don't need no paint. They don't need nothing. You know what their big thing is, I hear from the grandparents?
What's that?
If there is a vacant seat, I don't care if there's 20 seats, I understand. If there's a vacant seat and you're sitting in it, you get up, their little legs, little butt goes over there and they sit in it. Now, that's just for spite, the way I understand it. And if you have 20 chairs, they'll go around and sit in every empty chair. So I got chairs sitting empty here all around, so I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to have a good time all day, and thanks, Scott. And you all have a good time on your show, because I'll be listening to it the best I can, but I'm going to be moving because they're coming here around noonish. And then they're going to another place over to Grandma and Grandpa's. I'm talking about the great-granddaughters. And they have to think about getting home before it gets dark. So about noonish, and it starts getting dark, what, 5:30 now?
Yeah, about 5:30, yeah.
Well, you have a good one, Scott. Take care, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. And joining us here in the studio this morning, Sean Kraft, following up Sam Donaldson, first guest here this morning. We got a big morning planned here. Up through noon, we'll be on today. Sean, how you doing?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm always good.
Good.
I'm always good. I think it's bad not to be good on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Right.
Because I think if we can't take 2 days a year and have a good mood and be celebratory, we're in big trouble.
Right. Exactly, I agree.
Yeah, because, you know, these are 2 days that are just important. You say this is your favorite holiday.
It is. It's my favorite holiday.
Now, why Christmas the favorite holiday?
I just like the lights and stuff like that.
Autism.
It could be.
Now, you went and looked at some lights the other night. What kind of things did you see?
Just like trees decorated, the houses are decorated. And you turn your radio to a certain tune, and it play, and the lights blink at the tune.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's very nice. I think lights are. This is what I always say. You know, a lot of people get very depressed about the gift giving. But the truth of the matter is, we've got the trees, we've got the lights, we've got the music, we got the actual holidays, which most people have off of work. You know, there's a lot of things going on besides the gift giving. And movies that people like to watch, specials. So I hope people understand that there's a lot more to Christmas than just, you know, commercial aspect of it.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that it's about family and friends hanging out with each other and stuff like that.
Well, and that's what we're going to do here this morning. You're going to be with us for the rest of the program till noon, and we've got some special guests coming in. Our first guest will be in next hour. That'll be a lot of fun. And then we have for our final hour this morning, 11:15, we're going to keep it a surprise, but there's someone joining us who's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, that will be Christmas-themed. And the next two people who will join us here in the studio never been on the program together. I'll tell you that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Well, and you've never been on with them, so it's a whole thing.
Right.
Now, we've been doing this Christmas Eve thing for a long time. Now, we're just going to be in... You brought food here this morning, so let's just break into that, because, you know, we're going to be informal here. Because Christmas Eve morning, people are eating breakfast wherever they are. By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. By the way, did you see this mug I got yesterday? Love Your Talk Radio?
Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Well, who got that for you?
Well, I know who got it for me. They dropped it off yesterday.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, nice Christmas gift. Isn't that... Look at that. You know, we are the last talk radio here in Marion, and yesterday was the 85th anniversary of broadcasting in Marion.
Wow.
December 23rd, 1940, Bob Mason took WMRN on the air. December 23rd, 1940. Now, that's the bag. Sean's unloading the grub here. Now, I've got scrambled eggs and sausage patties. What did you get?
I got a sausage egg McMuffin and a hash brown.
Sausage egg McMuffin and a hash brown. Looks very good. And we have some sodas here. And we're going to partake in this great Christmas weather. Now, and great Christmas Eve holiday. Maybe when Mary Ellen comes in, we'll have her take a drink out of the love. We'll videotape that.
You think?
Well, why not? I bet she would do it.
You might.
We'll definitely have to get a picture of her with the second guest this morning when they're in here.
And who's that?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't tell
me. It's a secret. I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
But, yes, we're having a good time here this morning. And, again, feel free to call in since we're eating here this morning. You can help us out by talking. I think a little sweat came off the package there.
Did they rip you off a sausage?
There's only one sausage patty in there.
Yeah.
You said two?
Yep.
Oh, well, what can you do? But in any event, when you look back at the 85, because we'll be talking Christmas with the next two guests, when you look back at the 85-year history of broadcasting in Marion, what sticks out in your mind? Obviously, we're a part of it.
Probably, I don't know, I have a lot of memories, to be honest with you.
I bet you do. You know what? We have a special guest joining us here this morning. This is a great, great guest to have with us on Christmas Eve morning stopping by. We were just joined by Sam Donaldson moments ago, and this person in the broadcasting business has left a trail of more than a half century and continues to do it on the air to this day, and we are all the better for it. He is a legend. What a pleasure to talk a little bit about the holidays and Christmas music, of all things, this morning. To be joined here by one of my favorite guests, Cousin Brucey. Cousin Brucey, how are you? Merry Christmas.
You picked up on that pretty fast. I figured I'd give you a little Christmas present and give you a call, if you don't mind.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, I always enjoy talking to you, Cousin Skunk. Always. But how are you doing? First of all, everything well with you, family?
Everything's well. Having a great holiday and getting ready to celebrate the big holiday. What's going on with you, Cousin Brucey?
Well, I was very happy. It looks like a white Christmas here. We have a lot of snow up at our home, and we're getting ready for it with family and friends, and looking forward to it. Well, the next year, you know, with great optimism, Scott. I really feel that, you know, we're gonna hop, skip, and jump, and get back on track somehow.
We can only hope, and that sounds like a good Christmas wish. You know, Cousin Brucey, when you look back at Christmases past, what memory sticks out to you? What is a Christmas that sticks out in your mind?
Well, the Christmas sticks out of my mind. I think it was I was 9 years old. And Santa Claus was coming that evening, and I really looked forward to it with great anticipation. Nervous, you know, that he might miss the house somehow. I asked my parents, are you sure you have a candle somewhere that he can see? And I made a Christmas wish. It was something for my parents. And we left him, this is what my memory is, we left him chocolate milk, made with Bosco, I think it was. And we left him three chocolate chip cookies, and a couple fig cookies. And I asked my father, well, how do you know what he likes? How do you know he likes chocolate chip or fig cookies? And my father said, he knew because when he was a little boy, same thing. So with great anticipation, at about 6 o'clock the next morning, I discovered what Santa Claus's enjoyment of food was. The chocolate chip cookies were all missing. The figs were still there. So that's my memory, that Santa Claus likes chocolate chip cookies. So everybody listening, make sure you know that.
Make sure you get those chocolate chip cookies out tonight when Santa's about to arrive.
Yes, you know, keep the figs for yourself.
Keep the figs for yourself. You know, Cousin Brucey, here we are in 2025. What does Christmas mean to you this year? What does it mean in general?
Well, I'm just praying that we all start listening to each other and watching and start making new promises to ourselves that we're going to be a little more careful, you know, with what we do with our world in the next couple of years. I just pray that we listen. That's the most important thing. Watch what's going on and listen and make the right decisions. You know? That's my prayer.
That's a beautiful prayer to have on Christmas Eve. It wouldn't be Christmas Eve morning if I did not ask this of you, Cousin Brucey. Music for the holidays. If somebody's having a Christmas Eve get-together or a Christmas get-together tomorrow, what are the songs that are your favorites during this time of year?
Okay, well, you know, I don't know if you were last week on my show, I did a Top 50 countdown, and I've been collecting these, Scott. I think I've told you this before. I've been collecting these over the years, and that's how I make my surveys. Nothing too scientific, but it's by people, you know, what they want to hear. So I keep a record of it. And then the few songs, this might surprise you. There's one that features Johnny Maestro. It's called Christmas Serenade. I don't know if you're aware of it, by Brooklyn Bridge. It's a beautiful song. Johnny Maestro and in the Brooklyn Bridge. And of course, you know, obviously, I love the Perry Como's songs like It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. You know, I love that song. And obviously, We Need a Little Christmas, Percy Faith, that's another one. And The 12 Days of Christmas, you know, a little more traditional. But then, you know, you get, of course, Johnny Mathis and Darling Love. Now, what happened with my survey this year, Darling Love's song came way, way up, right to the top. Top three, almost, I think it was. And she did very well with Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. That's a beautiful new Christmas song, which I love. And you know, of course, can you guess what the number one Christmas song of all time is, according to my research?
Number one.
Give us a hope.
Oh.
Figure that out. What do you think number one is?
Let me, is it Silent Night?
You think you have any idea?
Silent Night? Is it Silent Night?
Well, pretty close. Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
White Christmas, absolutely.
Yep. Now, you can't do a list, you can't do a countdown or a survey, and that's what I do, the top 50 songs, without Dominique the Donkey by Lou Monte. I mean, you know, some of the older novelty songs are still fun there. And, of course, what always shows up, to my chagrin, is the Singing Dogs. That song, the Singing Dogs. So, you know, it's a very eclectic list. I love the traditional, I love the novelty, and I love, you know, some of the new stuff, too, like by Darling Love. It's beautiful. And Tommy James has a I Love Christmas, he sings.
You know what?
Pretty.
Cousin Brucey, I've got to ask you about a certain song to see if it made the list, because this song has a special place in my heart, and I want to tell the story real quick because it dates back to Christmas. The first year I was in talk radio, obviously we don't play a lot of music, and at Christmas time is one of the rare times where we're allowed to play music on the air. And the first year I was in talk radio, I had a few songs queued up because it's hard to take all the carts and get them ready to play, so I just had a few ready to go, and I usually took my headset off when I would play a song because I was greeting a guest or doing something else. So during the first Christmas season I was on, from Thanksgiving until Christmas, I would hit a Christmas song every time I got a chance to do so. And a Christmas card showed up to the station on Christmas Eve that first year, and it was a very nice card. I opened it up and it said, "Scott, I listen to your show every day. I really enjoy it. I enjoy the guests you have on. It's great. But if you play Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt one more time, I'm going to throw my radio out the window," because I had played it so much. Was Santa Baby on the list?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That has a great memory for me, too, because I was wearing a younger man's clothes, Santa clothes, at that time. And I remember she was appearing at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. And we went to see her. And she sang Santa Baby. I've had Santa Baby on my list. You know, I'll give you, if you want numbers, I'll give you a number. It came in at number 23.
Wow.
Right smack, almost in the middle of it, Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt. So we went to see her, and I met her, and we had a lovely discussion, and I never forgot that. And it's kind of a, you know, I can understand that it's a little off the beaten track, that song, because it has, you know, it's sexy. Say, if she sings, she's very, very erotic in this thing. Well, not very. But it's more sexy than anything that you would have on your list for that song. But it belongs there. It's sweet. It's just a sweet. You look at it as a sweet song. So I agree with you. Santa Baby is one of those one of those babies.
And, you know, one of the great things, maybe it was apropos to be this way, is when Eartha Kitt did leave us a few years ago, she left on Christmas Day, of all days.
Wow, I didn't know that, Scott. Really?
Oh, yeah, she did.
I didn't know that. I always enjoyed her. You know, I think she... There was a series of shows called New Faces, and I believe that's where she made her debut, on Broadway. New Faces, if I'm not mistaken, 1952, and that's where I think we first met her. And so I've been sort of a fan of hers ever since.
You know, Cousin Brucey, there are two other songs that I particularly like, and one, being here in Ohio, has to do with Bob Hope. Of course, Bob Hope was not from the United States, but lived in Ohio when he was very young, and he originated Silver Bells and the Lemon Drop Kid. Was Silver Bells on the list?
Yes, I believe, yeah, it was. I'd have to look. Let's see. You know, I have so many songs here, and I'm just looking. Silver Bells, what do I think? Could it be by Johnny Mathis? Did you play that one?
He did too. I think he did.
Yeah. And he does a beautiful, beautiful version of that, Silver Bells. See, that's the more traditional ones, and it's really nice. It's a very interesting mix when you mix all the traditional ones, some of the older songs by Frank Sinatra, Have Yourself a Very Merry Christmas, and things like by Silver Bells by Johnny Mathis. Interesting. Interesting. It makes for an interesting show, and especially this time of year. You know, music, what is that? Remember I always quote you, music be the food of love, play on. You know, and it's Shakespeare. And it's so true. Music makes people feel so better. It's almost medicinal. It makes you feel that it's going to be okay. And you have music, that's when you can relax. Music does that. It gives you this love, this feeling that we're going to be in decent shape. We'll survive everything, this world of ours.
Well, and I think about it, especially at Christmas, Cousin Brucey, because I think of everything from Mel Torme's The Christmas Song to Mariah Carey's Santa Baby, Please Come Home to every song in between, White Christmas, of course, Bing Crosby. All of these songs, Gayla Peavy, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, all of these songs, she's went on to become a music teacher. She's a classic. Those songs play for 1 month a year. They get you in the mood for the holiday, and there is not a store or a house that you will walk into today or tomorrow that will not be playing those songs, and it's only right.
Well, it's wonderful. Well, that's what music is all about. Music is an elixir. Music is I don't want to say use the word tranquilizer, but it is really. We hear things that we're familiar with. You know, another thing I would like to say, familiarity brings content. Right? So, that's what it is. It's when you hear familiar music that you can, you know, I don't know about you, but I think I know every lyric to every Christmas song on earth. Do you know every lyric? Did you ever think of that? That you hear these songs and you can sing the song with it, no matter what it is. You know the lyrics or most of the lyrics. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You think about that for a moment, and it really, really puts you back. So that's how important this music is. And as you know, seasonal music, and we have summer songs, we have Christmas songs, we have songs that remind us of our first girlfriend. Music comes back, Scott. You can think, you get images immediately. It's like, it's art. It's like looking at a fine painting. It's audio, and then you get a visual picture. So you put those things together, you have something very important in our lives that we all need. This is comfort. It's called the comfort zone, and that's what it is. Music is comfort. Music is, well, healing.
It absolutely is. Two things I want to get in here, Cousin Brucey. Tonight, if you have to put on a song, personally, what would be your favorite Christmas tune?
You know, for some reason you just said that, and a song comes right to my mind. A song called Pretty Paper by Roy Orbison. Beautiful song, a beautiful song. It's about wrapping presents and giving love. Are you familiar with that song?
You know, I'm not.
All right. May I recommend that when you get off the air, or when you get on the air, find Pretty Paper, Scott, and listen to it. It's going to make you feel very sweet, soft, and mellow. Not that you need that. You are sweet, soft, and mellow.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to check that out before the morning's over. And
yeah, check Pretty Paper out.
Pretty
it's
Paper.
Lovely.
Roy Orbison. And the other question I have, all the years you've been doing the countdowns and have been on air during the Christmas season, is there a year on air or a memory on air that sticks out in your mind during Christmas time?
Well, yeah, when I take my phone calls on the air, and you get people that you know are lonely, they're alone, and they reach out to somebody that they, well, first of all, they want a voice that they're familiar with and to make them comfortable. And I remember a particular one, an elderly lady, and I believe her name was Vivian, and this was many years ago, and she called and said that she's all alone, and when I talked to her, and at that moment, I was, you know, kind of younger at that time, and, you know, you do your shows, and you do a good job, and I realized when she said that she's all alone, that she needed to reach out for warmth and for affection. So I spoke to her for a while, right? And then I called her back when I got off the air. And I realized, as I said at that time, how important the work we do, right? It's enjoyable, yes, but it's also very, very important that people hear a voice that they trust and that, you know, they can listen to. Once again, familiarity, very important. It's the comfort zone. And we provide a lot of comfort. And always remember Vivian. And any time I get a little antsy or saying, you know, well, I think this is enough. I'm just doing my show and playing the music and letting people enjoy it. But I realize that it goes deeper than that. To a lot of people, we are essential. We are essential. We're relatives. We're friends. That's why when I call everybody cousin, it's not just sending it out there. I really mean it because I know people want this relation, and that's what we give people, and I'm happy about that. That's another one of my Christmas wishes, that I can continue reaching out and giving people comfort.
You know, Cousin Brucey, a lot of people ask this time of year, but what is the meaning of Christmas?
Well, once again, it's love, it's togetherness, it's the feeling that you want to have something to believe in, Scott. You know, in this world of today that we live in, I don't know how many beliefs we have left. Everybody thinks about things, even Christmas, and, you know, and I don't want to make people feel that I'm, you know, saying anything sacrilegious or anything, but I think we're questioning a lot too much today because of social media and because of the speed of the world and communications. I think we just have to sit back every once in a while and smell the roses, if you know what I mean. And say, hey, wait a minute, you know, let's get back to some good old-fashioned religion or some good old-fashioned beliefs. This Christmas era, this Christmas time, this whole area, this, you know, say from last month to the next month, I hope it lasts for most people that long, it gives us a time to reflect and a time to believe that, you know, we're going to be all right. It's time to get comfortable again and look at each other and listen to each other. That's important. Listening to each other, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to do more of that. Three things I want to say here this morning. We had Sam Donaldson, as I said, on in hour number one, and as I told Sam, he's a regular on the program, and it's like having a family member visit on Christmas Eve morning, and I can say the absolute same thing about Cousin Brucey. And Cousin Brucey and I have been trying to get together to do a little bit of a Christmas thing here the last few weeks, so the fact that it happened unannounced this morning as a surprise on Christmas Eve morning is a great Christmas gift to me. And the third thing is, yesterday, in the city we broadcast out of, we celebrated 85 years of broadcasting in this city. So to have you come in the middle of that conversation is only right, because nobody ever did it any better behind a microphone than the legendary Cousin Brucey.
Oh, that's sweet. That's a nice Christmas present. I appreciate that. I love what I do, Scott. It's sincere. And I'm always happy to talk to you. And Sam Donaldson, by the way, is a unique and a magnificent broadcaster, and I'm proud to have him as a colleague, always.
Hey, Cousin Brucey, happy holidays. Thank you so much for making the time on your Christmas Eve morning to call in here.
Happy holidays, Scott.
Stay well. Bye-bye. The legendary Cousin Brucey. Well, how about that? I didn't even know that was going to happen.
There you go.
See, that's why you got to listen to this station. You can't miss a moment. You don't know who's coming out of the woodwork. Cousin Brucey, probably, if not the most famous DJ in the history of the world, one of them.
Yeah.
Cousin Brucey, he's been doing it for more than a half century.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That is.
This may be the best Christmas Eve show ever, and we've still got two guests coming here as the morning goes along. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Radio time. Feel free to buzz in, 740-383-9944. Now, he did call in right as I was trying to eat, but that's okay.
Yeah. It's all right.
Every time we try to be informal around here, something happens. As I'm going to try to eat here, say, what are your favorite Christmas memories?
Oh, probably when I was, like, young, I'm sure, you know, looking at the Christmas, waking up Christmas morning and seeing all the Christmas presents underneath the tree, you know, and then I like hanging out with family and stuff like that.
We've gotten together on Christmas Eve, I don't know how many years now.
A long time.
And it's always a good time.
Yeah.
It's camaraderie. Now, tell a little bit about the story of the Christmas Eve a few years ago in which it was 10 below zero.
10 below zero. I don't remember that one.
Remember the one where you had to push the truck?
That's when Linda and Ed was backing out of the driveway and then went over the bank or whatever, and we had to push him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. That was cold that year. Yeah.
And this year we're going to be close to 60.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew it would come around that way?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, the letter from Santa Claus.
Oh.
Well, this is interesting. You got it? Well, I believe the letter was asking for a new mayor and a new city council.
Oh.
And apparently there are some things Santa just can't do. At the end of the letter, it says, good luck getting a new mayor and city council. Some things are impossible. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. What can you do? What can you do? So how do you feel about our new, eggnog? Very nice. Eggnog has arrived in the studio. This is another tradition we do here at WGH Talk Radio. True, Sean?
Yeah, that's true. Right.
We love the eggnog. Only on Christmas Eve. Well, sometimes New Year's Eve, but only on Christmas Eve do we enjoy. This is going on for years and years and years.
It has. Like many, many years, actually.
Many years this has happened. And how do you feel about the new mug?
It's pretty neat.
I think they're very, very nice. What a great Christmas gift that was.
Yeah.
Love your talk radio. Very nice, isn't it?
Pretty cool.
I think that's a winner. We've got about 2 minutes till the top of the hour here, and we've got some guests who'll be joining us here in the studio as the morning progresses. We're going to have a lot of fun with that, and the eggnog will start next hour. That's going to be a lot of fun. Are you ready for the eggnog?
I'm ready.
The eggnog is good.
Yeah,
we got some really nice looking eggnog here this year. Limited edition eggnog. So you can't beat that. So we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun with the eggnog. We've got guests coming in the studio. That's going to be a lot of fun. You're not going to want to miss any of this. And we thank the legendary Sam Donaldson and the legendary Cousin Brucey for joining us this morning live via the airwaves here on WGH Talk. Now, what other show has live on Christmas Eve morning Cousin Brucey and Sam Donaldson?
I can't think of any other ones.
Nobody else.
Nobody
even
else.
Clear to that.
Yep.
And the number one, remember, what's the number one Christmas song of all time, according to Cousin Brucey?
White Christmas.
White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Yep.
And what song did he want us to play by Roy Orbison?
Oh, what was that called again? Some paper, white paper.
I don't know if it was white paper.
What was it?
But a Roy Orbison Christmas tune, he said, was his favorite of all time. Which is a very... What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, my favorite Christmas song is probably Walking Around the Christmas Tree.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree? Brenda Lee.
Yeah, Brenda Lee.
Who was on this show at one point.
Yeah.
I liked the Christmas song, Mel Torme.
Yeah.
That's my favorite every year.
Yep.
So, you know, you got to have your favorites.
Yep.
We're coming up on break here. We've got eggnog when we come back and another special guest joining us in the studio. Two hours left. Don't go anywhere. Merry Christmas Eve here on WGH Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Fun. For legendary newsman Sam Donaldson reading, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus.
But the answer to that question is